Well, good morning. It's good to be here this morning. I'd like to take this time to thank y'all for making us feel at home here. We really enjoy it, and we hope that we can bless y'all as much as y'all have blessed us so far. The other week at the camp out, Les talked about God's love, and I've been thinking about that since then. Just been rolling around in my mind, and God's love, I feel like I have very little comprehension of how big it actually is. But it got me to thinking, God's love, in God's love there's freedom. And a little bit of the opposite of that, I did some Googling. There's estimated 46 million modern day slaves. This includes human trafficking. There is a certain amount of slave labor that goes on. That includes all the slavery. There's 1 billion people worldwide who smoke. That's 20% of the world population. The average household in America has $15,000 in credit card debt. These are all types of bondage and slavery, and there's many, many more. Also in my research, I found that the countries around the world, everybody brags that slavery is illegal, but that doesn't stop slavery. As far as the people who are bound to smoking, I don't know if you've ever been at a stoplight in the middle of the winter and you look over at the car beside you and the window's cracked about that much and they're sitting there, have their cigarette hanging out the window. That sort of seems like bondage to me. I would assume their heater's in there cranked on high so they can stay warm. There's not freedom in that. And then as far as credit card debt, a lot of that credit card debt, people would agree that it's pointless. A lot of it was just consumer debt, just buying things that they didn't need. And I didn't look how much people spend on entertainment, but from what I have heard, that is pretty high as well. And that also can be a bondage, just going for the next entertaining thing. There are a lot of people who are trapped in this stuff. And the bottom line is these people are looking for something to fill the void in their lives. And we can say, oh, well, we're Christians, we come to church, we don't struggle with this. But I'll be honest with you, I do. There's times that maybe my Christian life is, maybe it's not where it needs to be. Maybe my devotions is cold, irregular. For whatever reason that may be, maybe I'm struggling with something in my life, but there's that feeling of that void, that there's a void there that we don't, for some reason, we don't want to go to God. I think it's a human tendency. And it's easy to say, well, just go to God. But maybe we go to Facebook, go through Facebook, and we don't find anything there that's really fulfilling. Maybe we flip through the radio stations trying to find something to fill our void there. Maybe you go online and watch YouTube or whatever. Go buy a new toy. And the whole time, God's just standing there saying, hey, I'm right here. Just come to me. And he says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let's turn to John 8, verses 31 through 36. And I almost stepped on the Sunday school lesson here, but I picked my topic before the verses. So, John 8, 31 through 36. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. So I hope this morning that the verses can be an encouragement to you. Just remember to, even if you're going through a low time in your life, that you would turn to God before anything else. So let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, thank you for another beautiful morning you gave us. Just go with us and help us to always to look to you and to be a light and a testimony to those who are struggling around us. Just guide and direct us to service. In Jesus' name, amen.